Welcome back to Coach Speak here on 95.7 KQWC, brought to you by Carl Otto of Webster City. We're wrapping up our program on this Monday evening. We're talking with the head softball coach of the Roland Story Norseman. Amber Doyle joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Yes, of course.
So as we take a look here at the recent goings of your softball team, it's been kind of the same. It's been kind of the same song and dance this year, playing a lot of quality teams. You know, even when you're talking about a non-conference, your team has been playing some pretty quality teams in non-conference. Last week, you guys faced Nevada, who's played better as of late. They pick up a 5-2 win, they defeat you guys 5-2. You guys mount a big comeback late against South Hamilton, but fall just short on Tuesday night for an 8-6 loss. And then take on a very good South Hardin team out of the North Iowa Cedar League on Thursday night and fall by a final of 9-2 on Thursday night. When just despite the losses and some of the hardships that have come along with it, what are some areas you've still seen quite a bit of improvement from your team, especially here in the second half of the season?
Well, I think the story of our first two games of the week is we've cleaned up our pitching and we've cleaned up our defense. And held those teams to a lot tighter games than when we played them the first time. Mm-hmm. And then we didn't have big scoring innings like we've been having. So, you know, they've cleaned up their pitching and their defense as well as we head into the end of the season. But we put runners into scoring position multiple innings both of those games and just didn't get that one more hit that we needed in those innings to kind of keep putting pressure on. So I think anytime you have a young team and you're rebuilding, you're always focused on fixing something, and you get that fixed, and then the other parts get a little bit wobbly. So I think we're just like, okay, then let's put it all together. We know we're capable of putting all the parts together because we've done it at different times, just doing it together consistently. And then, you know, the Rizonki, Charlie, freshman, did a really nice job pitching against us that last game of the week, and we put the ball in play. That's just hard. We, you know, they're a good hitting team at the top of their order. And we gave up a 2-run home run out of the gate, which it was nice to see Jeter answer back with a home run in the same inning. I think that gave us some hope and did a nice job of staying in it. And we just had one inning where they just kind of bunted us to death a little bit. And we had a couple close calls at first base that didn't go our way. And I think that just all kind of snowballed a little bit. And then it's hard. Hard to hit a really good pitcher when they've got some runs on the board and are feeling pretty confident about where they are. So, like you said, they're a really solid team right now. Just Haley's one of the best hitters I've ever had to coach against, and she put on a clinic the times I pitched to her that night. So we're doing a lot of much better things, but you can't get better if you don't play good teams. So I'm okay with that.
And you mentioned a couple players that have stood out. One you mentioned was Peyton Jeter. She's played well throughout most of the year, and she's really stepped up her game as of late. You mentioned the home run she had against South Hardin on Thursday night. Someone else that's played really well, especially in the last week or two, has been Kate Berggren, who has kind of gone back and forth between that left side of the infield, between third base and shortstop for a time. And she's really been able to get it done at the plate over the last week or so. I mean, you look at those two in particular and how they've been able to really step up here as of late. What are some things that have helped them step up and be able to be so productive at the plate as of late?
Well, I think for Jeter, you know, she had a whole year of hitting towards the top of the lineup last year. She really knew what she needed to work on, focused on her balance, and has just really been ripping the ball pretty consistently for us. I always tell girls, playing your varsity always kind of helps you to know what you need to do in the off season, what work needs to be done. She's already kind of talking about what she wants to do for next year, even just so she can have an even better senior year. And she had a really nice double later in the South Hardin game as well. So she had two solid hits for us that night. And then, like you mentioned, Kate kind of did some shortstop for us last year. We've trained her at second base, actually, towards the second half of last year, and plans were to play her at two. And about a week before spring ball said, I think I just want to see her at third. And she went, okay, I don't know how to play there, but let's go. So she's really had to take her lumps this year, but we could not be prouder of her and how she's rose to the occasion and done whatever we've asked of her just to try to get third base figured out. And then, I mean, I think if you put side by side of her playing third base now compared to the start of the year, she doesn't look like the same kid. And then offensively at the plate, you know, I really thought coming in, Kate might be a role player for us, just kind of based on some of her at-bats from last year, but she's really just honed her craft in what she does well and just punching it through the infield and getting herself on, and has done some really nice base running for us this year. So landed herself in that four spot just to keep the offense going and pass the bat, and could not be happier with the performance that Kate's given us. Far exceeded any expectations I had for her this year, which has been so exciting to see. You always love to see that for a good kid.
And taking a look at your schedule coming up this week, kind of a light week in terms of numbers of game, obviously, with the 4th of July holiday. Tonight, you guys have Webster City, a rock-solid Webster City team coming in out of the North Central Conference. Tuesday, you guys host a Clarksville team. They were division champions in the North Division of the Iowa Star Conference once again this year before you guys have the 4th of July holiday, followed by taking on Ballard on Tuesday night down in Huxley on July 9th. And just all in all, when you look at this slate before you get into the postseason where you take on Grinnell coming up on July 11th. What's the biggest focus for your team going into these final three regular season games before you get to regional play against Grinnell on July the 11th?
Well, I think the girls know that it's really been a grind of a season, but that they've seen consistently what good softball looks like. And you don't know how to play good softball if you haven't been practicing it and playing it, right? So even though that's kind of hard when you're young and you're trying to figure things out, I think I said at one point, it's just really challenging because the teams that we play, there's no room for error, right? We didn't really get a chance to make mistakes and still survive it. If we made mistakes in a game, it was probably going to cost us the game. That's kind of a hard way to go through a season. But no one's come to me and said, hey, let's play down. And I think that sets them up for what they need to do, you know, heading into postseason, which is clean things up, keep pitching the way we're pitching, playing defense the way we've been playing defense, and then just kind of get those bats hot again. We're having good at-bats in the midst of it, but, you know, you have to manufacture runs when you're playing against quality pitchers, which we'll see the next couple nights and again next week with Ballard. So I think we'll be as prepared as we can be going into postseason, just having played a lot of really tough softball.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck tonight starting against Webster City.
Thank you so much.
Yep, that was Amber Doyle, the head softball coach of the Rolling Story Norseman, here on our Coach Speak program, brought to you by Carl Otto of Webster City. That'll wrap things up for this Monday night program. Make sure to tune in tonight, Webster City versus Rolling Story softball on 95.7 FM with first pitch at 7:30 p.m.